Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. My message for today is entitled, God's Gracious Goodness. We read in Psalm 65, verse 11, God crowns the year with His gracious goodness, and His paths are full of His abundance. As we look around us in the day and age in which we live, it seems as though there is gloom and chaos surrounding us. But it all depends upon our point of view and where we focus our attention. For the believer in Christ, our attention should be upon Him. And being upon Him requires us to be in His Word. If we do not spend the time in God's Word, it is very likely that we will be overcome by the word of the world, as it were. To turn on the news, either radio or television or in the newspaper or some other means of media, it is a source of discouragement and despair. There is no real good news. I think years ago I recall a commentator on the radio. Oh my, what wonderful days those were, days of radio. And he always had encouragement. And he would start his broadcast by saying, there's good news tonight. Wouldn't you love to be able to turn on the radio or the television and have the announcer say, there is good news tonight, and then proceed to share the good news? Now, there are a lot of good things that are going on in the world around us. People are doing good things. People are being touched by the goodness of some people. But all too often, the focus is upon the bad things. It seems as though there is a preoccupation with glorying in the gory instead of glorying in the goodness of God and what He has in store for those who would call upon His name. All across the ages of the Christian church, God's people have been given the opportunity to live for Christ. Living for Christ might at times require giving their life, but I tell you, we've already died. When we have come to receive Jesus Christ, we die to self and become alive to Christ. Our life is now bound up in His. When we breathe our last here, we breathe the air of eternity, and we will always be in the presence of God. I love the confident assurance that Jesus gave that thief that was beside Him on the other cross when He said, today you will be with Me in paradise. What an encouragement. You know, I think back over 7 years of time when my precious wife slipped into eternity, the assurance that I have that when she breathe that last breath here, that was that confidence that she was now in paradise with the Lord. Oh, how I look forward to the reunion that awaits for us. We should be constantly giving glory to God for His gracious goodness, that He has given us eternal life. That life has already begun. Regardless of the aches and pains we encounter here, man, they're nothing. They are absolutely nothing because of the glory that is waiting us in eternity. As you live your life for Christ, live it with assurance. Live it with praise. Live it with glory because of God's gracious goodness. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we can have that wonderful assurance that You never leave us, You never forsake us, but You're always with us. Let the power and the Spirit of God be with us as we minister to those around us by the life that we live and by the words that we speak and by the glory that exudes from our face. Might the glory of Jesus shine within us. And we pray it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.